News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
It should be a legal requirement to have counselling services in all Irish schools. That's the view of my next guest, Dr. Paul Downes. He's the Associate Professor of Psychology of Education at Dublin City University. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Bobby. Very well, thanks. Yourself?
Nice to talk to you. Firstly, you might tell us why you believe it should be mandatory for all Irish schools to have a counsellor.
Well, first of all, to emphasise, it's not just myself, okay? A key recommendation of the Joint Office Committee on Education recently is that emotional counselling therapeutic support services would be available in all primary and post-primary schools. My presentation to the Oireachtas Committee emphasised firstly that it is routine in many European countries, many less wealthy than ourselves, to have emotional counsellors and therapists in schools. Also to emphasise adverse childhood experiences and trauma, such as bereavement, divorce, parental substance abuse, mental illness in the family, bullying in school. There are a wide range of issues where we need these supports in our schools in Ireland today, and we don't have them.
Yeah.
I also draw an analogy with universities, where you have emotional counsellors routinely at the university level, and the assumption seems to be that emotions of children and young people in Ireland only start age 18, whereas, of course, that is psychologically nonsensical.
Paul, I think back to my old days in school, and I'm a few years out of it. I left school in 1978. But, you say the career guidance teachers, they're not counsellors, they're not chaplains. Year aheads and students won't confide in them. So the current system, does that put too much, emphasis on career guidance teachers to provide stuff that really they're not qualified to do?
Well, first to note is that you don't have career guidance teachers of any kind, at primary school level, and there's an urgent need at primary school level as well for these, art therapists, play therapists, child counsellors. So it's at that level to get issues early. Also, in terms of the career guidance, that they, first of all, many of our students in our centre's reports highlight the point that many, particularly students who are alienated from school, they may not open up to a teacher. They want their privacy, their confidentiality respected. Other countries recognise this. So whether it's also the National Education Psychology Service, NEPS, their background is not in emotional counselling therapeutic training. That's not their area either. So yeah, and career guidance, they have a mentoring role, but a mentoring role needs to be distinguished from the complexity of trauma and the wide range of issues in our children's lives at that level. So they're not suited, and neither are these sort of generic prepackaged wellbeing programs. They're the wrong level for, they're fine in themselves, but they're not the sustained one-to-one ongoing emotional support around the complexity of lives exacerbated in the country.
Just if we stand back from this from a second, Paul, and we look at the last 12, 14 months, and we look at the horrendous pressure that there's been on all school kids in relation to, not seeing their friends, classes being cancelled, just the whole routine being disrupted. How damaging has that been to a whole cohort now of society?
Well, there's one big risk, of course, is early school leaving. That, as you kind of break habits and of school, all our gains of the past decade or so in early school leaving reduction is going to be torn asunder. But quite apart from that aspect, international research would also point to the issue of loneliness and its impact on depression and on anxiety in our young people. Family conflict at home may also then, affect mental health and emotional problems of children and young people as well. Just to be clear as well, that in terms of, I'm not necessarily arguing for it to be a legal requirement. I am asking that, looking for it to be mandatory in all schools. I did point out to the Oireachtas Joint Committee that in a number of European countries, there is legislation in place that would underpin such services of the future in Ireland. So it's a legislation is a way to go. But I think we need the policy commitment first, and certainly the need is there trauma, anxiety is rife in Irish schools in so many ways. You know, it's exacerbated by the strain of the pandemic lockdown. You know, but it's obviously there beforehand.
Okay. Well, look, it's a really good analysis and a really good point, and it's definitely necessary when we look at the really really tough time that our kids have been having in their schools lately.
I just also just mentioned the point of early intervention that you want to get in before the problems mushroom as well. So if you've got children locked in cycles of self-hate, hopelessness, fatalism, the feeling that nothing can be done, they're the kind of things that we need to get in with the emotional counsellors to help them change those shifts so that they don't sort of get involved then in risk behaviours as a reaction to the trauma there. So the early intervention angle is another compelling argument here for why we need these in our schools.
All right, totally agree with you. That's Dr. Paul Downes there, the Associate Professor of Psychology of Education at DCU. Thanks very much, Paul. We'll talk to you again soon.